All right, buddy, let's do it.
Come on, let's go.
Hey, it's the Noise Hall with Dave and Joel. Hey, it's the Noise Hall with Dave and Joel. We're gonna write some stupid songs, so come and sing along. Yeah, it's the Noise Hall with Dave and Joel.
I Want to Fuck My Guitar Baby
by Bob Seger, which earlier you tried to convince me was Michael Bolton.
I swear to God it was Michael Bolton, because I thought it was the song based on the Valentine special he did where he actually sang it, which was a hilarious bit, by the way.
Yeah, no, that's not him. That's Bob Seger.
So what's going on?
Hey, it's the Noise Hole with Dave and Joel.
Let's harmonize that.
Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3.
It's the Noise Hole with Dave and Joel.
You didn't even get our names right.
I thought we were... I don't know what happened there. I had a stroke. I didn't know where we were going with that. It used to be, it's the Noise Hole with Dave and Joel.
Okay, let's try that again. 3, 2, 1.
It's the Noise Hole with Dave and Joel.
Okay. Thanks, Gary.
So what's going on, man?
That's Dave.
I'm
Joel.
What's new with you?
Hey.
You know what? I just want to say one thing.
What is it?
I want to say that I'm really glad to be here with you on this day.
Really?
Inside in some beautiful air conditioning.
Are you thankful?
I'm sipping on a nice Monster Energy.
We are sitting in Noise Hole 3.0. The first Noise Hole was in my guest room.
Hang on.
Okay.
Sitting in Noise Hole 3.0. Oh, I thought I had something there.
In the Noise Hole 3.0, it's a very different Noise Hole. The last one treated us like it as homes. In the Noise Hole 3.0.
Okay.
That did not work.
No, it didn't work. The Noise Hole 1.0 was my guest room. The Noise Hole 2.0 was your garage, which then the door fell off. Yeah. And then everything
broke. The
door
fell off. It was like the ending of Aliens, where they opened the gateway to space, the slipgate or whatever. Slipgate's not the right word.
No,
for that,
it's
is
not.
It?
I know what you're saying.
All the air gets sucked out.
Yeah.
We were dying. We were hanging. Yeah, we were hanging off the door, dreading being sucked out into reality. It was awful.
Yeah. And then Noise Hole 3.0 is now in your den. Or what is this, your formal dining room?
This is just a room, man. I'm not even sure what this room's all about.
I bet the intention of it is formal dining and no one actually uses it for that. But so you've got a fish tank and an old record player, maybe.
That's the one.
And a piano.
There's a piano.
Piano.
And there's a recordy player over there.
Poonanny.
This is kind of like where all the wooden stuff gathers at nighttime when I'm asleep. It's like, hey,
the
let's
old
go,
wood.
Let's go meet in the wooden meeting
let's
room.
Let's go talk to the old wood.
Let's discuss how we're going to take over the house.
Sure.
What have you got, piano?
But the
Bing, bong, bong, bong.
I'm out of tune. But the good thing is we're indoors, there's air conditioning, and we can think with human brains.
Kind of.
And and that first song there, I Want to Fuck My Guitar, I think it started out as a riff on Roger Taylor's I Want to Fuck My Car. and then turned into Bob Seger at some point.
No, I literally asked you the question, if you could pick a guitar to fuck, would it be?
I don't think
you
I
never answered that
it.
Question.
I think I just went, I want to fuck my guitar, man. But yeah, no, okay.
Anyway, I said it was a flying V because you can treat the V's, you can treat the V's
like a V,
like legs,
like a V,
like a a VG, a Gibson flying VG.
The most beautiful guitar is probably not the easiest to fuck, and that might be the same for people.
Okay,
something to think about.
Right. If you come away with something today,
one to grow on, you know.
If you walk away with anything today, it's contemplate who you're fucking.
Are you doing it for looks? Are you doing it for functionality? Are you doing it for style?
Yeah, assess their points. Are you there for aesthetics? What about their fuckability?
For instance, a
their
flying
fuckability
V.
Is it's like Mario Kart, where their fuckability is like a three,
yeah.
A three, but their speed is it's off the
their weight is high. And a flying V has deep points, very pointy points.
Right.
It's probably heavy.
It's
corners terribly.
Yep. Oh, you're talking about it as a cart.
As a Mario Kart.
I see.
Well, okay, which guitar would be your favorite Mario Kart?
My favorite Mario Kart?
Yeah.
Well, I would treat the V as more of a you ever play Wipeout? You remember that futuristic racing game with like the Chemical Brothers and all in it? Well,
maybe.
Some of the Noise Hole boys might know it. Some of the Noise Boys. Yeah, it had lots of that. Stuff that we simply can't replicate here. If I were to liken a guitar to a Mario Kart character,
I'd go on a Dobro. A big steel, hollow, mechanical Dobro.
Are you talking about one of those acoustic guitars that look like
metal.
Some sort of
yeah
they look like a
like a hubcap they look like hubcaps,
right? They look like some sort of steampunk
and some people could smash into me.
It looks like something you'd find inside an old grandfather clock.
It already looks like a
around.
Wheel anyway.
Yeah.
And you're not gonna get that kind of durability in a Les Paul.
Okay, so we've decided
fuck a V.
Uh-huh.
Drive a Dobro.
buy your groceries from Kroger.
Yeah, those are the three tenets of the Noise Hole today.
So, I want
if you're going to learn anything.
I want to talk about something today.
What?
Oh, please, don't hurt me.
No, not a topic.
The last time we met to record for the Noise Hole, beforehand,
I'd
gone to
it.
Guitar Center.
Tell me.
And maybe I did talk about this on a previous Noise
Hole. I don't think we
did. But you know when you sit down and you're like, okay, I'm going to try one of these guitars out. And you sit down, you find your fucking amplifier in Guitar Center, and you finally find a lead, and you steal a pick, obviously.
For Americans, that means cable.
Lead?
Yeah.
Cable? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And you sit down, and you go, not enough gain. Not, okay, let's turn that off. Okay, let's up the presence, maybe up the mass real quick. Actually, I should turn up the gain anyway. And in this particular instance, like about 10 feet away, there's some guy going, bing!
Yeah, sure.
And you know what you do? It's like a bird call where maybe you start going
to see what his response is.
And he... And you're looking over and you might give each other the nod, maybe. And yeah, and so you know, he might
yes,
start
I
going,
hear you, brother.
Yes.
Speak in my language.
Do you know this one?
And if they start playing along, you know your bros for life.
Yeah, I'm gonna go over there and get that guy's phone number and I'm gonna fuck him later.
Right. But
oh, he's playing some Hendrix. I'm gonna go suck his dick.
I did something that it's normally completely out of my box. Completely out of my range, which I'm kind of proud of myself for doing it one way. I'm kind of proud of myself for doing it in one way, but also, am I the weird guy?
You propositioned him?
I walked over and I said, hey man, here's my email. If you ever want to get in touch about maybe jamming, if you ever want to, I'm trying to put a band together, so maybe we can hang out sometime. Like I'm being incredibly informal about it. And he's like, oh, okay, cool.
And he went, I am going to put this up my ass and shit it into the ground where it belongs.
And then it's going to grow into a beautiful flower that all the leaves have your phone number in it, and I'm going to give it out to serial killers so you die multiple times.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
What? I thought maybe you were saying, like, I saw a guy. He was meadly and squeedly, and I thought it was great.
No, he was really good.
And I walked over to him and I put my mouth on his ear.
And I started licking. That's the ultimate guitarist ASMR as well, where it's like,
keep playing that solo. If you ever want to rock with somebody, I want to rock. Huh? Who's there?
Is guitar ASMR like, is it quiet or is it like, hey, keep playing that solo, baby?
I don't think you
You're
can even
be. You're doing really great.
You can't even be amplified. It's like,
I couldn't even tell that you're using pentatonics. It's so original, baby.
Is that a Mixolydian mode that you're playing? It's really nice.
You know, you never see that sort of a thing. You are so original.
You know, I've never seen anyone do a Dorian scale that way.
You might be the best guitarist.
Get off me!
Ah!
You're in my mouth!
You might be the best.
In my mouth?
You're talking into my mouth.
You're in my mouth like a little bird.
Get out! Stop cleaning my teeth with your tongue and your beak.
Hey, what you're doing, you might be the best guitarist in your area. Oh yeah, keep going.
This used to happen. I used to do this all the time where when I was younger, I was primarily a bass player for like 10 years almost. Right. I kind of put down the guitar and thought, you know, I'm never going to be a hot shit guitarist, but there's enough dumb bass players out there that I could get really good and shine.
Right.
And so I switched to bass and I got this Music Man Stingray, the beautiful bass. I still have it. And I would go to Guitar Sitters and I would like sit down and go like... And I would wait for someone to walk over and go, hey, are you in a band right now? And I go, no, thanks. Just jamming.
Were they all lining up?
And what about my band?
But whenever that happened, that was my little ego boost. I was like, you know, 19. And I would be like, oh, no, thanks. Not interested. And then I would pack up and leave.
You can't do that anymore.
Someone asked me to join a band.
As a guitarist, you can't do that. People frown upon that in Guitar Center. They fucking hate it. Also... Guitar has been it's become the realm of nerds again. Like, for a brief period of time, anyone could sort of pick it up and be like, well, cool. Anyway, girls are going to love me. And now it's back in the realm of like, oh, it's kind of a niche enthusiast thing to do. Get back in your box, guitarist. Get back in your fucking cave and go study like a nerd.
I think guitarists are nerdier now than they
ever have been.
Especially metal boys. I think metal used to imply I'm a big crunchy boy.
I'm big boy.
I'm a crunchy boy.
I'm a big crunchy boy. Do big crunchy riffs.
And now when you look at like YouTube metal virtuosos, they're kind of spindly boys.
Yeah.
They're little spindly boys with long, thin hair.
30 years ago, metal was all about being the cock of the walk and
slaying Flying V.
But now, all the, you know, like you said, go on YouTube and every guitarist is some guy with long hair that he's losing.
Yeah,
like
he can pull clumps of it out. 102 pounds max.
Yeah.
And
he's meatly squeeing.
Impressive shreds.
Brilliantly.
Quite impressive shreds.
But no one gives a shit.
I think not.
Apart
I think
from
that's part of
other guitarists.
That's a cultural shift. It's almost a D&D type thing. It's like, I'm really good technically. And it's like, well, yeah, but you're a big squirt.
But no one's listening to it. No one's paying attention to what you're doing whatsoever.
I remember when I grew up in Beaumont, Texas, a real shithole. If you went and saw a metal and or alternative hard rock band in my town, there'd be like a white man with dreadlocks as like the singer.
Ugh.
But then there would always be like a 300-pound guitar player. Just a big...
Like a big boy.
A big hefty boy.
Yeah.
Doing the shreds.
Yeah.
He'd have a Les Paul. And he'd be doing the big shreds.
I would wonder if guitar is... I've talked about this previously. I would wonder if guitar is kind of a replacement for improving yourself in some other ways. I know it was for me, where I'm like, if I play guitar, I'll be wicked cool. Instead of...
And you were so wrong. Like, none of that worked out.
Yeah. And that was kind of on the tail end of guitar being mega red for people as well. I just kind of got into it just as it started becoming the realm of fucking nerds again. Maybe 5 years after I started picking it up.
I started playing guitar when I was 11 years old in the early 90s. So this would have been like 91,
yeah,
probably, okay?
Good year.
And man, I'm going to tell you something. I was looking, this is a sidetrack, but I was looking at YouTube videos for like bands I liked that played on Letterman or something in like 92, you know?
I want to be a Letterman.
Can't be on Letterman.
If he didn't make that joke, then what is life even? What is it?
What's the point?
I want to be on Letterman. That would be it.
Oh, can't be on Letterman. Can't be on Letterman.
Gotta be on the Leno.
Okay. So I was watching old bands that I enjoyed because they would play once and you might catch it, you might not, and then you can never see it again. And then I remembered, oh shit, everything's on the internet. I can go watch, for instance, Pearl Jam on Letterman or whatever.
Sure.
The thing that blew my mind is like the first three videos I watched was Letterman going, with their new album debuting at number one, it's Beastie Boys, Ill Communication. And I thought, how crazy is it that in like 1992, 93, bands like that were debuting not number one rock, number one. Biggest album in the country.
Right.
Ill Communication for like 6 weeks.
Sure.
Or flash forward 10 years, and it was with their second number one album this year,
is that,
System of a Down.
Well, is that alien and mind-blowing to you now? How much are you paying attention to the contemporary music landscape?
I know that
I'm not.
I know that pop and R&B are the only well-selling popular music
scene. Sure, and anyone that's playing their instruments, like bands like the Chainsmokers, I find them personally quite uninteresting.
No,
so,
they're so terrible.
Or maybe that's even like 5 years ago now. Maybe I'm still behind the times. I'm not intentionally...
To say that the Chainsmokers are playing their instruments is kind of a stretch.
Well, it's kind of like...
It's way basic.
Yeah.
It is
way basic, and it's basing itself mostly on synths and
But that
and
also tells you... It also tells you how we can't be satisfied, because the bands that are actually playing... Like Greta Van Fleet, I hate them.
Well,
on the highway star, baby. She said, "Oh, baby, 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 she's gonna be my sweet honey."
I can't stand it. It's,
you know what it is with them though. I can tell you exactly why. They are a witch's brew of someone that doesn't know what makes Led Zeppelin so successful. Go, okay, we got the solos, we got the
we got the
white boy faux Native American clubber.
Right. Yeah, he's in a leather vestette.
Oh, what else do I need? We're gonna put
fringe.
A feather in your hair.
Yeah, lots of fringe.
Ooh, okay.
Moccasins.
Can you can obviously sing really high. Yeah. Okay, guitarist, what do you got for me? Hang on. Okay, other guitarist, you stop. What do you got?
Okay, I'll stop, thanks. There you go.
Bassist?
Oh, shit.
What have you got?
Fuck. Sorry, I'm dumb.
All right, spot on. Gary. Gary, sorry, we haven't really engaged with you here, have we? Gary, this is your moment to shine. You got to do a little John Bonham. Except it's not. It's some guy who really wants to play like John Bonham. Can you be shit John Bonham? That's fine.
That's everything I know about Greta Van Fleet.
Well, to go back to what I was saying about the Witch's Brew, it really is some guy in a suit going, they need the solos, they need the aesthetic, they need, okay, let's steal some riffs from Zeppelin. Let's steal a whole lot from Zeppelin, actually.
All of it,
if
we can.
And we'll game the system. We'll make sure that kind of stuff sneaks its way Is it they sneak their way into classic rock playlists that people have already made. What they kind of shimmy in and go, I'm a rock and roll band too.
What if
listen to
I'm
me.
A rock and roll band too? What if Greta Van Fleet was owned by the same record label that owns Led Zeppelin's catalog, and they said, technically this is our property, and we can reboot it just like you reboot a movie. We own this.
We need to. The license is going to run out if we don't make a new one.
Yeah, if we don't make a new Led Zeppelin, it reverts to Sony. No, we can't.
Well, Robert Plant spoke very highly of them. I think he called the frontman a beautiful little boy.
Yeah, I love.
Oh, he's a beautiful boy.
He sounds like a beautiful little bird.
He's a beautiful boy.
That was way too rocking for a 10-minute song.
What if a beautiful little bird
boy? Can we do that once more? Gary, come on. Like, humor me. Sorry, Robert.
Oh, I'm just looking for boys, mate.
Robert.
Have you got any beautiful boys in here?
Robert, good take. Really good take. Love the song. Rhythm's awesome.
Oh, do you like the rhythmy bit?
Really powerful singing.
Thanks.
You've really gone above and beyond here. I have one problem.
Oh, what's that, mate?
So in all 4 minutes of the song,
yeah.
I notice you start off saying there is a beautiful boy.
Yes.
But you end off... asking for beautiful
looking
boys.
Looking for beautiful boys, right.
Yeah.
And then also I think I say I'm a beautiful boy somewhere in there too.
Right, so...
Celebration of beautiful boys. That's the...
They almost sound... Correct me if I'm wrong here, but they almost sound like very young boys.
Mm.
Little boys. You mentioned... Let me pull out the lyric sheet here.
Doe-eyed, pale, skinny wrist, blonde hair.
Says here, rosy-bummed...
Yes.
Little small boys.
Yes, that's right.
Is there I have one question.
Right.
Well, I have a few.
No, okay, let's limit it to one.
Also, I'm the great producer from the north of Ireland.
Where is it? You got it.
My name is...
What is his name? Look at your name tag. Look at your wallet.
My name tag says Gildan Medium.
Liam Neeson.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Robert. Robert, there's one problem I have.
Oh, what's that, Liam?
Robert.
I love that
as you know, I am a
record producer. Absolutely.
Record producer. I've produced all sorts of hits.
Oh, you've got a certain set of producing skills, Liam.
Indeed.
Okay.
And let me utilize them.
Please do.
Right now, because I have one question. I've just opened your lyric sheet here.
Thank you.
And you mentioned rosy boys bumps.
Yes.
And little tiny boys.
Delicious.
And how you would like them. How you would like to live deliciously upon the rumps of tiny boys.
It's from the myth of Icarus.
Is it?
Yes.
I'm going to ask you that again.
Our music is full of mythology. That's correct.
Are you sure about
yes,
that?
Absolutely.
What about this album cover? It's lots of little boys on the Giant's Causeway.
That's
you made me go and take that photo because it's 20 minutes up the road.
They're going to the...
I'm going to get in trouble for that photo.
That's the Rainbow Bridge to Valhalla.
It's not, though.
Mythology.
It's around the corner from my ma's house.
Hmm.
Listen, I did have one question.
Yes.
Now that I'm Liam Neeson and not the fella that I was before.
Yep.
Is there a sexual component to all of this?
to the beautiful boys.
I said, is there a sexual component to this? Boys. You're not paying attention.
To the beautiful boys.
All right.
Beautiful boys.
Well,
does that answer your question, Liam? Okay.
I forgot to press record.
Bit over. The reason we brought up Greta Van Fleet is I was saying, if we're not satisfied with the people that aren't playing their instruments and we're not satisfied with the people that are playing their instruments, is there just not a whole lot going on that's that satisfactory
these
days?
You mean for us in particular?
Yes. For people that grew up with rock and roll in the times where people like the Beastie Boys could have had a number one record in the entire country.
You've answered your own question there, because the only difference is that we have to do a bit of digging for it now. It's underground in a lot of ways. I think only last year, rock and roll was replaced by R&B as the top-selling genre on the US charts.
Hmm.
Only last year. That's pretty interesting. So consider that rock and roll has been alive for nearly 70 years. Long before that, if you take into account the blues.
Yeah, go back to like 1914.
Yeah.
That's what you're looking at.
But what you're asking about, really, what your real question is, are we ever going to get back to the convenience of me finding rock and roll songs in the mainstream?
Is that even a good thing?
Is that even a good thing?
It might not be.
I can find loads of new music that caters very specifically to my tastes, and all you have to do is a little bit of digging. So, I mean, you know what you like, right? And I'm sure you've got very specific, like, right down to what kind of snare sound you like.
Oh, I know what I like. It's
I have lots
music
of
that came
of
out 25 years ago.
Yeah, I guess so. You like big wet snares. You like songs to sound a little miserable. And you're like, sing it and sing like this.
Well, I feel like that's an ancillary thing. I don't listen for music and go, man, I wish that guy was singing in the back of his throat behind his teeth. It's just that so many of them did, and the result was pretty good. But right. I'm glad people aren't still doing that a lot. I'm glad that trend died. I do miss big chuggy riffs, though.
You can still find them, man. The hardcore scene is like a leviathan. It's way up out of the water at the moment, and it is strong.
Let me tell you,
and it's mixing with like a lot of crossover metal and stuff like that.
I want to get to the first Noise Boy question that I found.
Beautiful Noise Boys! We caught my voice on a good day.
Beautiful Noise Boys, who emailed noiseholepod@gmail. I did a call out last time for saying we were almost out of emails, and then I got a big old influx. So thank you.
Thank you, Beautiful Noise
this
Boys.
This one is from Terrence and Philip Uncle Fucka. Okay, whatever. but it's a very good idea. I like it a lot.
I appreciate that they share an email.
The title, this is back when like a couple would share an email. Like, Bill and Tammy.
Say, Terrence, let's send the Noise Hole Boys an email.
Okay, Philip.
Okay, Philip.
Here we go. Oh, I've done a fart.
That email had an attachment, Philip. It was very smelly.
Oh, send it at full size.
There we go.
Terrence and Philip Uncle Fucka says, the Beachy Boys.
Okay.
How about the Beach Boys singing some Beastie Boys? And I really liked that idea.
Do you think we can even begin?
I think it's a similar riff, and if you want to get a bass.
I was thinking I'll get me a little bass here.
It's like a here in my room. But yeah, so it's like, Gary, you might be able to do that same riff, buddy. How did it go? That's fine.
What about that?
Yeah. Indeed. Okay, here we go.
I can't stand it. I know you planned it. Gonna set it straight, this Watergate. I can't stand nothing when you're in this place, because I feel disgraced, because you're all in my face. I can't stand nothing when you're in here, because this crystal ball ain't so crystal clear. It's a sabotage, sabotage. Listen, all y'all, it's a sabotage. It's a sabotage, sabotage. Listen, all y'all, it's a sabotage. Listen, all y'all, it's a sabotage. Gonna go fix a noise hole garage.
Yeah, that's it.
That's amazing. That turned out way better than I was expecting it to. That was really.
That's basically every Beastie Boys song, but then there's the quiet ones that are like, you know, and then like a B.
Do you mean the Beach Boys?
Yeah. C.
Oh, I know this one.
A very special.
Yes, I'm fucking
not
special.
That one. No, not that.
Not that Beach Boys song.
But that is the progression. But it would be like, you
Gary,
know.
You want to join in on this one?
Gary!
I'm following you here,
Gary,
man.
You piece of shit.
Stop that.
Oh,
fucking,
sorry.
Fucking
Gary, you nice,
alone.
Beautiful boy. Hey, Gary, that beautiful boy song, that
right.
was about you.
You see how he's nodding along yeah. now, and he's like, yeah, let's
yeah,
let's
he's
work
engaged.
Together.
He's engaged.
All right, Gary.
Oh.
Gary.
Oh, there he goes. Let's... All right, here we go. Yeah.
Intergalactic planetary. Intergalactic planetary. Intergalactic planetary. Intergalactic planetary. Another dimension, new galaxy. Intergalactic. Smile. You stick around, I'll make it worth your while. Girl, numbers beyond what you can dial.
Hey, I just figured something out.
It's because we're so versatile.
Can you sing this more in the style of Prince? Gary. Man,
calm down.
Like,
calm down, bud.
Read the room, Gary.
Do you think it's a Prince song now?
Intergalactic.
Okay, you're not wrong. There we go.
The whole scene. When it comes to beats, I'm a fiend. I like my sugar with coffee and cream. Intergalactic planetary. Intergalactic planetary. Another dimension, new galaxy. Intergalactic. Ooh. Ow. Mario C likes to keep it clean.
Keep losing lyrics.
Well, what do you think?
It might. It might work better. The Beachy Boys might be better as the Princely Boys.
Beachy Boys.
I guess the other question is, can you go the other direction?
What do you mean?
With like Beastie Boys riff beat with either Beach Boys or Prince songs. And I think we're leaning towards Prince now.
Yeah.
So this question's been
so
co-opted.
Let's just shoo the Beach Boys and bring in the Princey Boy, otherwise known as the artist formerly known as Prince, otherwise known
boy.
As the Prince, otherwise known as the Purple Boy.
What was our previous song about? The Beautiful Boys?
The Beautiful Boys.
And so Prince is the most beautiful
the
boy.
The most beautiful boy.
Okay, so...
You know, I don't think you could argue that there is a more beautiful boy than Prince was. He had that sexual animal magnetism to him, man, that would turn straight men gayer and bendier than one of his guitars.
I got that animal magnetism.
Baby.
Look at me bend up like a little kitty cat.
I feel like there's
make
only...
you want to fuck me. Make you want to fuck me so hard.
I feel like there's only one Beastie Boys song that we can really do justice with this.
Okay.
So let's see what happens.
What you got?
You're going to get me started.
Oh, right.
Go. Good.
I never meant to cause you any sorrow. I never meant to cause you any pain. I only wanted what's under your lap, man. I only wanted to see you. Nothing is the same.
We'll be right back.
That kind of works, Gary. A plus, bud.
Yeah, Gary, you did
all
right.
You were there for the thing. Gary, you showed up.
Excuse me. Gary, if anyone was like to review that, I think they would probably... They would give you an A. I would get a C minus for my part and all that. All in all, it worked.
Can't stand it. I know you planned it. I will set a straight to the water gate. Can't stand it.
I could just do the real thing. Like, that would be fun for me.
Okay.
Let's do that on the... Oh, let's do that on the post show.
Okay.
I'm actually just going to do sabotage on the post show. Maybe.
Sounds great.
Maybe. Anyway.
So, if you want to sign up to Patreon and get a interesting version of
Patreon.com/noisehole?
Yeah, that's the one. God. That's the one where you can throw a little coin our way for maintenance money.
Do you know what we are obligated to do before the end of the month?
What's that?
We have to do an original, fully produced version of one of our songs.
Oh, shit.
And based on our Discord votes,
right,
they are asking for the... Fall Out Boy, Jimmy Eat World, Burnt Cookies song to be fully done and well recorded.
Oh my God.
I don't know. Let's get to work on that, I guess.
That's gonna be a big old project.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
The thing I like about that one, not to toot our own butts too much, but after we did that, I was singing that to myself for weeks.
Hey, baby.
I don't remember the riff at all. But it's like I also really like the part that went it's like
you can make the burnt cookies, you can make the
because it sounded exactly like that era.
There was a bit of realization in the middle of that song where it no longer became a Fall Out Boy song. It was indeed a Jimmy Eat World song. And in that, if you listen, you can hear the confusion as I try and figure out what makes a Fall Out Boy song a Fall Out Boy song.
And not a Jimmy Eat World song.
And it's mostly singing like that.
You can hit a fence. But he's not that high. It's I'm down here in my throat.
No, he's got big old range. Like, he can kind of go down here and up and up. What the thing goes up like this?
Yeah.
My favorite.
I never meant to see you crying in the purple rain. Hey, oh,
did you ever listen to Take This to Your Grave?
Probably.
Well, technically, it's the second Fall Out Boy album, but I think it's their first.
Was it before Under the Cork Tree?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
It's the one where they're all just sitting by a wall and the album cover is blue. And my favorite song off that is called Tell That Boy Mick He Made My List of Enemies or something.
Sure. I believe you. Yeah.
I remember more of that song than I probably should.
I hope you choke on that word that got that bottle.
What I liked about them is that there were a lot of harmonies. Like them or not, that fella can sing. He has an interesting voice. And he's not everyone.
Yeah. You got to admit, though, when it's that easy to imitate, it maybe is more shtick than talent. I'm not sure. I'm not entirely sure.
No, because that's the kind of thing you walk away from, and it sticks in your head as well. Look, it's time to listen to some more Noise Boy emails.
Okay, find one.
Coming directly out of your mouth.
I've heard an old man fall, so don't come knocking round my door. And
doesn't that seem like you could do any Green Day song? Like, so it would be like...
When I come around, super dap flip flap flip flop, scream it dap flip
boop. Let's look for a new Noise Boy email. This is actually just a story, Dave, and it relates to our last episode, and I begged this person to send it to us because he mentioned it on Twitter and I wanted more information.
Oh, okay.
This is from Kyle Moyer.
I'm all ears.
Carrie King and Dave and Buster's. Back in 2001, I lived in California and worked for a bit at Dave & Buster's, and Kerry King was a regular there. He loved it. Him and his wife girlfriend would come in many days every week and play games and have a couple of drinks.
What does Kerry King talk like? He doesn't talk like you would imagine him to. You'd think he'd be very gruff, but really in interviews, he's quite pointed, but also he kind of laughs like this. And all right, yeah, I'm just hope. Yeah, man, it's my new BC Rich. It's fucking pointy. I asked him to make it extra pointy because I'm aggressive and my music's aggressive and it never changes. Anyway, I love Dave and Buster's. Do you want popcorn? I got three different types of popcorn right here. Look, it's coming out of my ears.
Once in a while, someone would recognize him, and even if they didn't bother him, it was obvious they knew, but most people had no idea. It's surreal to watch a rock god just sit at a cheesy ticket dispensing game, having a casual conversation with an elderly Japanese lady, but that image is burned into my brain.
I love the idea of Kerry King clad in his tattoos and big chins. And he's played Big Pac-Man, and he's waiting for tickets to
big
pop
Pac-Man?
Out. Big Pac-Man? Big Pac-Man.
Big Pac-Man.
Yeah.
I'm Big Pac-Man.
Look at my beautiful pecs.
Yeah, he just wants his tickets, baby.
He just wants his tickets so I can buy that beautiful toy for my little daughter.
I want to get that
daughter.
Bear. One day it was slow, and I just started casually leafing through a newspaper and saw an ad for a festival that same day that Slayer was playing. And so I joked with someone, oh, I guess he won't be here today. Well, guess who showed up later in the night after their set was over? He didn't say much and was cool to people around him. I'm not much of a metalhead, so being the guitarist for Fight for Your Right to Party was cooler for me than his Slayer work. I just love that he's
He also turned up in a Sum 41 song.
I just love that he's like, guys, even though the festival has just ended and we're all very tired, and everyone wants to have beer and pizza, I can only have that beer and pizza from one place, and that's Dave & Buster's.
I love the idea of going from 10 minutes ago is, yeah! Could I get another Bud Light, please? Mine's has gone a little warm.
Yeah, would you like a pitcher, or you want to? I mean, you just put it on your
How
tab.
How much are pitchers tonight?
$8.
Yeah, that
Not
sounds
bad.
Good.
You're pretty good. Okay. Yeah, it's Wednesday, so it's half off.
Okay. Can I get a few tokens for the basketball game? Over
Actually,
here?
They take coins. You just go. Do a change machine.
Oh, I haven't seen.
Kerry. I'm sorry, buddy. We switched over to cards. You gotta fill up a card with $10, $20, $30, $40.
Okay, sure. How do you know my name?
I don't.
Meanwhile, in the back of your head, you're going, Third Cabinet Kerry King, know that I recognize who he is. I'm going to embarrass
myself. I'm pissing myself right now.
Hey, because if, you know what, if you're not telling me something, I'm going to strangle you right now. I'm going to put you in my beard and I'm going to fucking garrote you.
Classic Kerry, bye.
I love that.
This is what I wanted.
What a change. So, you know, he gets on stage and he's a metal monster. He's a demon straight from hell. He's got the pointiest guitar on earth. And then he goes and orders a fucking greasy-ass chicken sandwich and Dave & Buster's.
Yeah, he gets a $16 buffalo chicken sandwich with hard bread and hard chicken. It's not good. It's microwave.
Can I get some corn with it, please? Not the band.
You can get, corny poppers. It's fried corn dipped in pizza sauce.
Yeah, that sounds great, man.
We call them maize blazers.
Could I also get some mucky dippers?
Yeah, we have mucky mud skippers.
Could I get some sugar scribbers?
Yeah, we have sugar pop frosted cocoa flakes.
Okay, sounds great.
Dipped in Parmesan cheese and served on a salad.
Uh-huh, sounds awesome.
And also, you get a card good for $10 on the boxing game where you put your hands in the gloves.
This place is fucking radical. All right.
Yeah!
This place is... This place is so cool, it makes me want it. Oh, by the way, pleased to meet you. My name's Kerry King. I'm from Slayer.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
Slayer 666, like, you know, metal, like,
what is
fucking,
that?
Oh, it's the Satan's horns going up in the air because my band's about to come on, that band.
I'm going to have to ask my manager.
Yeah, and then you go ask the manager. And he's got the longest hair on earth. And he's got like five different battle jackets on. And he's like, fucking Kerry King.
But this reminds me of how, what's his name? Lemmy would go to the Rainbow Club every single day.
What's that?
It was a club that was within walking distance of his shithole apartment every single day.
Uh-huh.
And drink all day and play video poker.
Right.
So if you ever wanted to look at Lemmy when he was alive or possibly go up to him and go, hey, Lemmy. And he'd be like, aye. And that's it.
Do you think he'd be all right with that? Or is it like watching ducks at the lake and you don't want to chase them off?
He was a fixture. Like, I mean, there's no way to get around it.
But that's him in his natural environment, you know? It's him with a whiskey or a pint and he's playing.
Oh, he's playing cards! Oh, yeah.
Where are you in? Is that where Ace of Spades came from, do you think? Like, serious question.
Video poker Ace of Spades?
Yeah.
When I sit down to video poker, you know I am so great. I press all the buttons until I get the Ace of Spades. It's the Ace of Spades. The Ace of Spades. Video poker Ace of Spades.
No joke. That might be where it comes from.
I think he was just a gambling fan.
If you'd moved him on to another video game like Solitaire, would he have sang a song about that?
Gary?
Okay.
No!
You think that's Motorhead, Gary? Gary, come over. It. Gary, if you come over here, I'll grab you by the fucking collar and I'll show you how to play fucking... I'm a rate with him now. Look, see. You've pushed me to the brink of insanity, Gary. You're out of the band.
Okay.
All right, play something.
No, it's not very fair. I'm the only one here. No one wants to play, so I'm playing solitaire. Solitaire, solitaire, solitaire. I am playing solitaire, solitaire, solitaire.
Yeah, but okay, move him away from the gambling machines.
Short and sweet.
Put a duck hunt in front of him or something.
Okay, Gary.
You know, hey, there's no point in doing another song on this because all the songs are going to sound the same, except instead of going, solitaire, solitaire, you're going to be duck hunt. Which is pretty much how Motorhead made a career for like 40 fucking years. All right, let's change the words.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like,
look at that laughing dog, he's jumping behind a log. I'm gonna get me gun, I'm gonna have some fun with duck hunt, ducks hunt, duck hunt, duck hunt, duck hunt, duck hunt, duck.
And then everyone goes, hey, Lim, are you saying duck hunt?
Right, maybe. I might be.
Yeah, slow the tempo down. It sounds like you're saying duck hunt.
In German, right. You know I've got... fascist tendencies that I've never really kept under wraps. I'm pretty public about it, actually.
Well, I just really like collecting uniforms because I really like the look of them. I also collect the medals.
I like the knives. This one's called Das Kunt. Das Kunt! Das Kunt! I remember Das Kunt! Das Kunt! Das Kunt! It's German! I remember Das Kunt! Das Kunt! Das Kunt!
Are you saying Das Kunt?
Yeah.
It sounds like you're really angry at your old computer. Das Kunt!
Das?
Bloody Das Kunt!
No, that's
Kunt.
What I'm saying. I can't do the prompt. I don't know the codes to launch Doom.
It's not working. I can't run NASCAR 94.
Yeah, Lim, what are you trying to do?
Well, I got a shareware disc.
Look, I got me a brand new 486DX, and no one's
66
installed...
66 megahertz!
No one's installed Windows on it, so I have to do everything myself with
I've
regards
to
the props and stuff.
Backslash, command slash, forward.
I just want to play a lovely round of battle chess where I can watch the little pieces fight each other in real time.
What was the one where you aim cannons one at a time and then you shoot
It's called Cannon Aimer.
No, it's not. It's got a name. It's got like a very specific name.
I know what you're talking about, but
anyway,
I don't remember
that's what
the
he's
name.
Playing.
Okay.
That's what he likes.
I do want to play that, but I can't fucking do it.
Oh, my mate loaned me a Doom mod that turns it into aliens. And I like that.
That's pretty good.
You're in the power loader.
I also ate, what's the name of that cereal that you got a free game with?
No.
Chex Mix.
Okay.
Right. There was a Chex Mix game. Why are we just talking like
I
Lemmy
don't
now?
Know. Dueling Lemmys.
You know what was really cool about Chex Mix is if you got a toy in the box and it was actually a CD-ROM of a mod for Doom called Chex Quest. I'm not even joking.
Listen, I like to play Doom and then Hexen.
I would tune in every fucking day, say on G4 or something when it was big.
Okay.
And it's like, okay, it's time for Lemmy's Retro Rundown.
Lemmy plays games.
Top 10 games I played in 93. Microsoft Plane Simulator.
All right, here we go.
not trains. I love that. That's a great idea. What else? Final Fantasy IV. It's not a bore. You can't buy it on Nintendo 64.
You know, if you got the games pack, the Microsoft games pack, you would get Skate Free! Skate Free! You know I'm not to play Skate Free! Skate with me! Skate Free!
Yeah.
Lemmy, what new games have come out this week, Lemmy, that you've been playing?
Oh, I've also been playing a Jazz Ball! Jazz Ball! Got to use the light to draw a wall! Jazz Ball! Jazz Ball! Got to make those little walls! You know, that's the one I've been really enjoying lately. Jazz Ball!
And what would you rate it out of 10, Lemmy? Would you suggest people purchase it or maybe wait until it comes down in price?
It comes with the shareware disc, so, you know, there's no reason not to get it.
If you want to throw a little more money at it, you can. But if you've had your fill with just the...
I could do this all day.
If you've had your fill with just the shareware demo, well, you can just play that over and over again.
Well, that sounds good, Lim. You know, is there anything else, say, from the first-person shooter category that you've really been enjoying?
Not so much, really, as I'm getting a little bored of all the Doom clones, but there is a 3D game that I'm massively enjoying. It's called Magic Carpet.
Oh, how's it go? What's it about?
You fly around big magic carpet all over the globe, and people are firing lasers at you. It goes a bit something like...
Magic Carpet! Magic carpet, when you're flying you cannot stop it. Magic carpet, magic carpet, when you're flying you cannot stop it.
Right.
And so that's one I've really been enjoying.
And what would you give that out of 10, Livy? Would you recommend that people purchase it?
Oh, I'd think it's worth $19.95 at Babbage's.
If you got a
or Electronics Boutique.
If you got a bit of change in your pocket, you can't go wrong with a bit of magic carpet.
All right, are you ready for Lemmy's tips? Here we go.
Lemmy, what?
All right, here's my
tip. This is the rest of the show now, by the way.
That's fine. Here's my number five tip.
Lemmy, do you have any hot cheats for us today, Lemmy?
Here's my first hot tip. Go down to Software Etc. or Babbage's or Electronics Boutique or Walden Books has them even. And if you've got your CD-ROM drive DualX Sound Blaster 16 card... You can get a big pack of CDs, and they come in a big fold-out. And you're going to get at least 5 good games. You're going to get a Grolier's Encyclopedia Interactive Edition.
You can't go wrong for £20.
£20.
Get 10 good games maybe in there.
20 CDs, at least 10 of them would be worth it.
3 of them are those old arcade racing games, you know, that they used... Do you not miss a good old arcade racing game like Ridge Racer? They don't make games like that anymore. Everything's a simulation.
Well, that's true, Lemmy.
You know, everything...
Lemmy, I completely agree.
Everything's in space these days, but I'll tell you what I like. Ridge Race, I don't even want to go to space. Ridge Race, I don't even want to go to space. You know, so that's the thing I've been thinking about recently.
You know, Lemmy, that's a very esteemed opinion. I do agree that there's less pick-up and play arcade races these days in lieu of simulations.
I've got a strong opinion on that one right there. That's what I care about.
You know, we don't really see many futuristic racing games anymore. Like, you remember Wipeout Extreme G on the Nintendo 64?
Oh, that was that's a blast. That's what I really enjoyed. I like to get the 4-player. Oh, you know what else was fun? Was GoldenEye. I thought that was a good time.
Is he old at this point?
I don't know.
Is he like rambling?
I don't know. I'm wandering off. Oh no.
Sorry, I've kind of lost me marbles. No. I'm wandering off.
He's running into the walls like someone that can't play GoldenEye very well. And their character's just running repeatedly into a wall.
I'm clipping through the walls.
Lemmy, sit back down, Lemmy.
You're drunk, Lim.
No, I'm clipping. I'm clipping through the bar.
Right, I'm going to get into a crouch position. I'm going to slide on my knees back. I'm going to slide on my knees back because I don't have an animation for when I'm on my knees. Here I come. Zoosh.
Did you know they made a sequel to Star Fox, but it was never released proper? It actually got cannibalized to a different game.
Look, these have been Lemmy's retro gaming tips with the godfather of heavy metal, Lemmy Kilmister. Yeah, I could do that all day.
I love the idea. I really do. Lemmy's retro rundown.
If he could come back from the dead only to do a retro game show on YouTube, I would really be into that.
Right.
Lemmy's retro rundown.
So someone from way up high, someone in heaven,
Someone, perhaps even God.
Maybe even Big G himself, though I'm sure he's going to just send an ambassador. And he goes, right, people.
We're using Lemmy.
We're going to make a barter.
We need him.
We're gonna barter with you. You can have Lemmy back.
Yay!
But he only does a retro video gaming show.
What?
On G4.
Wait, what's that?
G4, we're also reviving
that. We're bringing G4 back. I'm
the Lord thy God. We are bringing back Lemmy Kilmister. And he'll be a video game host on the G4 network, which we're also reviving.
We brought G4 back from the dead.
What?
It came up to heaven. Also,
can we get a cure for cancer?
No, a Lemmy game show.
Still working on that. Lemmy game show will you take up your time in the interim.
Hey, everybody! Welcome to this episode of Lemmy's Retro Garage!
Lemmy, can you not even play one song from the Motorhead catalog?
No, contractually, those belong to God.
I go straight to hell if I even try. If I even sang while there was an E chord playing, I'd be in a lot of trouble.
Anyway, this episode's about finding all the whistles in Mario 3.
Okay.
Hope you're ready. I tell you, I've also been playing Rollercoaster Tycoon. That's a good one, too.
Have you been spending a lot of time on that one, Lemmy?
I do Sim Ant. I like that one. I like to build colonies and sit trails.
Would you say that it's a good simulation of being an ant or being an ant keeper?
Oh, absolutely. I used to keep ants in my flat, and I would watch how they built little trails, and I said, what can I do that?
You know, every console platform had its own variation of a Keystone arcade racing game.
You keep going back to that, Lemmy.
I do. You had Ridge Racer on the PlayStation, and then over on Saturn, you had Sega Rally. But the PC never truly had its own racing game to call its own, now, apart from Screamer.
But Lim, did you also play Super Monaco Grand Prix? Because that was a very popular one.
Oh, aye, that was more of a simulation. Did you know that was programmed by one fella called Jeff Hammond?
Libby, you've got a length and breadth of knowledge about retro games that I just wasn't expecting. A real passion for it.
Well, let me tell you, when you saw that game running in 640 by 480 SVGA mode with a full graphics card.
Glorious.
Beautiful software mode. Anyway, let me sing a song about getting old whistles in Mario Brothers 3. First whistle is in level 1-3. You've got to stand on a green thing and fall behind it. Run behind the screen and a toad will give you it. Now you got to whistle, boy. You got to whistle, boy. Second whistle is in the first castle. You got to fly up really high in the lava room. And then you go through a secret door by pressing up off the screen. And it will drop you another room where the whistle is waiting for thee. Now you got a whistle, boy.
No, I only told you about two of the whistles.
The next whistle is in World 2. You got to get a hammer icon. You got to beat the hammer brother, and you got a special rock. Then you got to fight some fiery boys to get your brand new whistle toy.
Oh, and that'll take you straight to World 8 if you play your cards right.
Well, these are great tips from Lim. Appreciate it, Lim. Thanks for coming by, and thanks for the hot tips.
No, this is my show now.
Oh, never mind. Okay, I'll just trot off.
We might just replace you every week, you know, if you give me some cheek like that, eh?
Now we're going to talk about the Konami code.
Can't do anymore.
We're gonna have to kill Lemmy.
That's actually why he died.
Yeah, I think the job's already been done. What, he couldn't do his own voice?
He couldn't do his own voice anymore.
I think I'm joking. Anyway, Lemmy,
hey,
come
guys,
back to us, Lemmy.
Guys, it's me, Lemmy. I don't think I can do the voice anymore.
Do the voice. You've got what?
I don't think I can do it anymore, guys.
It's like the wrestler. It's like, go out and do the voice.
I don't think
you got one last shot.
I think if I do it one more time, I'm going to die.
You got one last shot at glory, Lemmy. Get out there. For your history. You hear me? You'll never work
you'll
on this stage
never
again.
Growl in this town again, Libby.
And then he stands in front of the mirror and he goes, me, 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 me. And then for no reason at all, like the wrestler, he does a hurricane rana flip off the stage. And then in slow motion, we fade out.
He lands on a bass. Right into an E chord.
A bass thrown by Chris Novoselic, so it's high impact. We fade to black, and the date of Lemmy's entire lifespan appears on screen. R.I.P. Hit by a bass right in the face.
Okay, anyway.
I guess this is the credits music.
Yeah, are we done?
Man, next episode?
All Lemmy.
All Lemmy.
Start to finish.
All Lemmy.
No non-Lemmy content. We've really hit on a vein of pure gold here.
Well, yeah.
I think that's a whole episode.
Let's call that whole episode.
I don't think we should do another Lemmy song as an outro. I will say, you gotta follow us on Instagram. I've actually got some plans.
Follow us on social media. We got some fun new toys.
Yeah, I got some fun stuff. I got some fun stuff I want to play with on Instagram at NoiseHolePod. Also on Twitter at NoiseHolePod.
Mm-hmm. Also, if you aren't in on this Patreon action yet, we got a tidy little Discord going full of lovely peeps, and we're having regular chats. We're having a good time.
Yeah, we're
with
talking
each
other on the Discord.
It's like a smoky little bar in there with a jukebox.
It's like the Rainbow Room, and Lemmy's at the end of the bar playing. Battle chess.
Wait a minute. The Rainbow Room is...
I'm sorry, the Rainbow Club or something like that.
Right.
Whatever.
It's just a smoky little bar in there. That's what the vibe is, I would say.
You know the other thing we need? The other thing you gotta do, Noise Boys? You gotta go rank and review us fucking 5 stars on iTunes. Go do those reviews. It helps people find the show.
Do we have good reviews? Have people said
almost
good
exclusively
things?
Good things.
Oh, wow.
But it's been a while. It's been a while since somebody wrote a review.
Been a while since someone said the haters.
It's been a while since somebody wrote a review.
All right. You ready to do some fun post shows?
Do that. Then we're going to do a post show, and those will go to our $5 plus patrons at patreon.com/noisehole. If you want to email us more questions, ideas, song ideas, experiments that might get us going in the right direction.
Yeah, keep those emails coming. We got around to a few of them today. I think we touched upon... Did we touch upon Kerry King quite a lot? I think we did.
If... you have a story like that Kerry King story. If your thing is like Stone Gossard from Pearl Jam used to come into my Chili's all the time and order unlimited nachos. Tell me about
sticks.
It.
Cheese sticks. Loads of cheese
sticks.
Yeah,
I want to know what rock music staples came into your place of business and ordered lots of cheese sticks, pizza.
I want some pentatonic cheese sticks.
Who else do I want to hear about? If Kim Thayil from Soundgarden... was frequented your Best Buy at the Genius Bar or the Geek Bar or whatever, and he was like, every time he was like, I forgot my password again, man.
If Bobby
Blitz, like, oh, Kim Thayil.
If Bobby Blitz from Overkill walked in to your dog grooming parlor with his little poodle, I want to hear. I assume he has a poodle because if you look at his hair,
make his butt look like two pom poms. If that happened, I want to know.
Make his butt beautiful like my hair.
If any of the Beastie Boys came into your coffee shop on the regular and said, I am gonna need a scone, then you can make me some coffee too. I want to hear about it.
Do I want a sugar? No, I just want two. What? All right. It is time for the Noise Boys. That's Joel and Dave.
Oh, that's us.
To sing themselves out. And I wanted to bring back a classic.
Do you want
to
do the Noise Boys song?
I laugh so fucking hard every time I hear that.
God. Gary! No, that's the Lemmy's thing, Gary!
I laugh so fucking hard every time I hear that. It fucking kills me. Do you remember the harmony you did?
Gary! Piece of shit.
Gary, you know what? You did all right today, pal.
But this is the very end of the show, and now he's doing a fucking nosedive. Is it an E?
It's an A, and then D, and then E.
Okay, here we go. One, two, ready, go.
Time to sing and rhyme, time to play the songs, time to get along. It's Noise Boys time.
It's Noise Boys time.
Time to play the songs, gone to sing along. Oh, hey, it's the Noise Boys.
Hey, it's the
hey.
song off Warning.
It's time to play in the key of A, and then throw in some D, and then maybe an E. That's the noise, boys, coming to your town to do. I tried to rhyme today with the anyway. A.
The Noise Hole with Dave and Joel is copyright 2019 Dave Micklefatrick and Joel Watson. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at NoiseholePod. Email us your song ideas and questions to NoiseholePod@gmail.com. Support our Patreon at patreon.com/NoiseHole. And visit us at NoiseHole.net because the .com was already taken and they want like $4,000 for it.